What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banner Podcast. Today is Tuesday, the 4th of June. This is just a little bit of an intro before I kick into the podcast with my guest, Mickey Bartlett. Just a few things to plug up front. Lavery's Comedy Club is tomorrow, Wednesday, the 5th of June. Steve Bennett's headlining. I'll be emceeing. We got Rory Woods. We got Jordan Robinson. We got Vittorio Angelonis? Okay. Lavery's is on tomorrow night. The live General Banner Podcast with me, Mickey Bartlett, plus guests will be on the 28th of June. In the limelight, the tickets, there are tickets still available for that. But like always, get them early because on the day of, people are going to be messaging me going, "Any tickets, mate?" And I'll have to go, "No." Okay. And also get yourselves a ticket for the fucking Odyssey Arena, the SSE Arena show on the 11th of January, 2020. There was changes made to the stage arrangement, which means it's freed up seats on the side. So if you go on the website and it looks like there's nothing there, if you dig a bit deeper, change the section, you will get tickets for the stands at the side, which are actually quite close to the stage if you look closely at it. So there you fucking have it, guys. Lavery's tomorrow night, General Banter Podcast, 20th of June, and indeed, the big gig in the Odyssey, 2020, 11th of January. That's all for now. And I'm just going to very discreetly switch to a two-shot of me and Mickey talking shit. Have a great day, guys. Enjoy it. Welcome to the General Banter Podcast today, guys. On today that is the 4th of June. It's not sunny outside. I have some sort of depression because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And my guest today, Michael of Bartlett, come down from Lurgan on the Spitfire and leapt out, and here he is.
This isn't a Spitfire, it's more of a Peaky Blinders kind of...
Well, what am I, a historiarizer? Hardly. a historiate?
I love when people say words wrong.
It's the best. It just
gets me every time.
So, let's not fuck about here. Are you fatter, or are we both fatter than Stephen Nolan, Carly?
Oh, dear. Tell you what. Fuck that, I'm still yoked, sir.
I mean, there's a lot of confusion sometimes when people are like, see when that guy was like, "Oh, you know, you put on so much weight, you look like Colin Geddes." Hey, fuck that. You're confusing heavier with fatter. I saw a clip, Mick, I saw a clip from the General Banter Podcast, the last one, and you were throwing a dick on a table, and you missed the table with a dick, and you go to bend down, and you can't bend down.
I can't bend over.
Why?
I'm not flexible. It's a family thing.
But you did a thing.
None of us are.
Family of tits, right?
We're just not good at bending over. The missionary were fantastic at it. But when it comes to dog style.
But the way you went down looked way more awkward than just bending over and picking it up.
Was that the one ever had a bad back?
It looked like you were going to blow your knee.
I just put my back up and I've got spina bifida.
I got anal bifida. It's one of the bifidas.
One of them bifida palsies. Bifida. Sounds like a fucking lyric from a Stormzy song. Bifida palsy.
Yep, we're fatter than we're both fatter.
We're not. He's still fatter than us. Like,
he lost 15 stone, which means he lost me piggybacking you. But the thing is, you know, it's like he's not a big guy.
It's not a big frame.
It's not a big frame with a load of muscle and a load of fat. It's just. Got a big belly. I'm more conscious of it now than I was. Well, I'm a 4.5 stone ago in 14 weeks. It's crazy. But all I want to say to you,
it's crazy what a gastric band can do, Stephen, isn't it? That's bound to be a fucking.
Well, I don't think there's any reason for him to lie, really, because I feel like
he's one of those people who does, though.
I know, but he's very like open about how insecure he is about the fat and everything. I think he would just tell you if he got one.
I don't know. I know. I think there's a fucking...
Because he's always like,
the TV presenters. I'll probably be healthy and I've been working out. And
I'll probably put it all back on. Maybe it's just one of them things. Maybe just add so much extra shit that when you stop eating it, the weight just falls off.
It could be, actually, yeah.
You know, because we've heard stories.
Yeah.
You know? About people we know. The time Aaron told me about Keezy.
Oh, why that one, yeah.
And all he did was cut out Chris. We lost 4 stone in 3 days. But fair play to Nolan.
Aye, fair play to you.
I've been running a lot. Went down to Omagh, ran with Aaron, been running quite a bit. I'll tell you what, it's
McCann runs the way I walk. Like, he has a wee kind of Yeah, like a wee Protestant.
He's not a athlete.
Aye, he's not good across flat surfaces.
His feet go in.
Do they?
No, that sort of vibe, like that sort of
thing. I know how he feels. I can run across ponds with my wee flat feet.
You know what he's like? He's just like an overweight, sassy black lady.
Like, he's fatter than me and you.
Of course he is.
Like, that's the...
People get it fucked up around here.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, like, God, no.
I'm a fat wee lump.
I said that, aren't
you? McCann's a fat cunt.
Yeah, you're a wee bulldog. You know, you're a wee... Yeah, you know, wipe the cheese out of your slices the whole time.
Can't lick me on it. But it won't stop with
Nyan. Just sit in your arse and scratch your neck.
One pot, two pot.
I make his breathing heavy. Is there snacks?
Yeah. I'll ignore a conversation. Do you open a bag of crisps? I'll be on your knees, sir.
Ah, you're mobile now, aren't you?
Oh, he's up.
Fuck all wrong with your back when you see crisps on the floor.
Okay. Is that toasted?
No, but ever since Maureen's dad was like, I'm going to run 60k on my 60th, I was like, well, I should start running because that's embarrassing.
Are you okay running with your knee?
The knee's actually fine. The only thing I found when I started doing it, because I'm still working through those apps and all, so it's like building everything week by week, which is good because if someone was just like, right, you got to run for an hour, you'd be like, I can't do that. You have to really fucking, if you haven't been doing it ever or for years... You have to really fucking build it back up.
Aye.
Almost like lifting weights. Like, even if you were able to lift, if you're like, oh, I benched fucking 160 one time, and you didn't do it for 5 years, you have to start again.
Aye,
you
gotta start from 20. Like, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta start from the bottom. So, I've been doing that. But then, I think, maybe today or tomorrow, I might actually go to the place where he's gonna run around 6 times, and just do that outside lap. And just, literally just set a timer. And go like, oh, I'll just run for a certain period of time, walk for a certain period of time, and just get around it.
Aye.
And then the next time, break that down. Break the rest down a bit more. Do you know what I mean? Until the point where maybe you just take one break in the middle and get round.
Yeah.
Or just keep going. You know what I mean? So I'll do it like that. But what I was going to say was, the knee's fine. I went running a couple of times in workout shoes, like those Metcons. The bottom of my back was getting so fucking stiff, and then I actually shelled out and bought those good running shoes, and that just went away. So the only thing you're getting now is just regular fatigue. Like, you're after fucking 20 minutes or so, your legs start to get a bit heavy and shit. But then if you really control your breathing and just control the pace, like, you don't even need to be, you just need to be plodding along, you can get your breath back,
yeah,
even while running, type thing. And then that fucking couch to 5K when I was doing that at the start, the woman goes, just imagine if someone's watching you run from the other side of a hedge. And I was in a forest, paranoid now. I was like, what are you telling me that for? For fuck's sake. But she was like, you shouldn't be able to tell the difference between you walking fast and jogging. Like,
really?
Your hedge, you shouldn't be bouncing something down because that wastes too much energy. I mean, it really is like just to keep you jogging. You know, that's why it was good to Aaron the other day, like mix it up with some like sprints, because I don't want to be like just, you know, fucking plodding along all the time. Gotta open her up. Oh, 10, know what I mean?
Give her
a bit of fucking horsepower.
My name is Lauren, and I'm a 6-time back-to-back world champion Irish dancer from Belfast, and I am the...
I clicked the wrong video there, actually. Let's watch.
No, you didn't.
You want to watch a bit? You want to watch a bit more?
My name is Lauren, and I'm a six-time back-to-back world champion Irish dancer from Belfast.
Do you know when there's that? Like, she's definitely. That sounds awful. I'm not making fun of her.
I consider Irish dancing to be a sport.
What are you going
to
say? Right,
she has definitely been in America loads doing Irish dancing and has that kind of. I'm an Irish dancer from Belfast, and this is how we talk. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I used to laugh at accents changing, and now I don't. Because sometimes you'll see...
Yeah, me neither.
Some,
I don't want to start bullying. It's all right. Nah, you're right. No, I don't.
Aye, but it's the fucking idiot who, you know, is like, paint a harp! And they're like, sorry, yeah, sir, what? What are you saying? Paint a fucking harp? What sort of fucking shit? Who is this? For the fucking Al-Qaeda bastard?
Like, I know, that, ones, you're right. That is the fucking...
No, I'm just
the
like, the ones that adapt their accent, I'm like, fair play. That's what you have to do to be understood in this fucking shithole.
Totally. Fucking definitely. Well, it's
but yeah, it can be done. Yeah. Look at Frampton. His accent's thicker than everybody's. But he talks clear.
Clearly.
He fucking spoke clearly. You fucking deaf cunt. I love when people say that. Oh, he's deaf. What? Deaf? No, deaf. What? Have you heard people say that?
No.
I've heard actual tard say that.
Fucking hell.
He's fully deaf.
Fully. Does that spine language?
Either that or he was asking, oh look, who's this? Who's this guy on the BBC website?
Listen, Gloria, I don't care.
That that's a belter.
Still, I know.
How many views are
there? My name was on it.
15.
60k.
60? Jesus Christ.
So how can I... Well, I'm just been looking for some help. at the moment, I've recently become unemployed, lost my job.
Need your name, please. Easter Bunny. Of course it's Easter Bunny.
See, brilliant. This is one of these situations where...
You're embarrassed because it's shite?
Not even that. I was thinking about this the other day. I don't think there's anything I've ever done in stand-up that I'm not proud... Like, I haven't walked away proud of it.
Yeah, it's because you were in charge of it.
As soon as you give it to somebody else...
Yeah.
You're like, there's so many jokes missing from that.
Too many cook. And also it's on BBC, which is inherently unfunny.
Mm.
I'm trying to find the reason we're here, which is the only... What's it called? No Place Like Tyrone.
No Place Like Tyrone.
Where is
it? There's the top right there.
Episode one. Let me see. There's a 2-minute clip. There is a reality show about Tyrone.
Of Tyrone.
Is that Hugo?
Hugo is definitely Hugo. With its amazing valleys and countryside that goes on and on and on. From the border to the band, some would say it's the heartland.
Shout out to our man in Vietnam who's in South Africa right now, Sean Campbell. He's like, that's not the Tyrone I know. He goes, these are all rich Protestant farmers. He goes, I don't know a single farmer called Shirley.
Northern Ireland.
Also, is there worse audio than this video?
This is not good.
Meet Linda and her partner, Bobby.
How long are we together now?
Over a year, isn't it?
I would say you mind to the very day.
I'd rather be a boyfriend, I think.
No, look, we've had this conversation.
It was the 6th of May, the day you asked me out.
I never asked you out.
I could show you the text message.
Do you want to be a boyfriend?
No, I'm all right. Partner, do me.
Aye.
This is Audrey and her husband, Melvin.
Yes. Surprise!
What are you doing?
It's one of these, Made in Chelsea type things where, like, some of these things have been set up for your entertainment. Right. And it's like, you know.
Act natural.
And see, like, those two-way phone calls, they're like, so you're going to ring him when you're going to have a conversation about a date you're going to go out on. And they're like, all right. And then they ring up and they're like, well, what's the crack? Don't know. What's the crack of you? What are you up to? Nothing. What are you up to? I don't know. I'm on a TV show looking about a date. What do you want to do? I don't know. Fuck, I don't know. This phone's not even on. Huh?
Boop, boop. Take two.
I know this one. It would be funny if you come home and you've made her a picnic, which happens never. Never.
Picnic? Oh, glasses, anyway.
This is Shirley, local businesswoman, Tyrone trendsetter, and fashionista.
Animal print is massive this year, and it's a great wee dancing shoe, too. That's me, so.
And what about our Ruth? She's a part-time beautician and a part-time farmer.
Do you remember you used to carry us about in the meal buckets?
Pull the bucket on like a pair of trousers and sit in the bucket, and then I carried the handles.
Oh, yeah!
And here's Ruth's brother, Neil. He's a full-time country singer.
Now do I sing?
Now, they don't always agree on everything.
The best thing about Tyrone is the people.
I could be...
Is it
the countryside?
It has to be the poetry.
But they do always agree on one thing.
The
there's no place like Tyrone.
There's no place like Tyrone, and I'll tell you something, there absolutely is. And it's any other county.
Exactly.
And it's anywhere in Ireland.
Yeah, there's 32
same.
Places exactly the same.
Is there anything worse than this show, like? They're just trying to make by the way, this guy looks
I've
like
never
he,
been
this guy looks like he ate Stephen Nolan.
Country shop before.
Bobby wants to buy his partner pajamas. The things they set up, like, just for no reason. And they send them to like a fucking lingerie shop.
Well, Bobby, what do you think of this? Pretty in pink?
That is very pretty, hey. Definitely is pretty. No, I don't think it's London, I tell you, Tris.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the way you go shopping. The woman walks off
and you
turns into a different woman.
Get dressed up in your best shite too.
I like this one, boy. It's got a wee bit of a mermaid quality to it.
I would like that colour, hey.
What is it, Linda?
Nearly is.
Well,
No.
Do you know what this is, right?
Just think a pair of wellies out cutting the shape.
I sort of thinking on it, definitely doesn't work now.
No,
this feels like people from Belfast who are in charge of this show have gone, Bobby, ham it up the fuck, mate.
Oh, it's racist.
If
yeah.
you can say hi at the end of every fucking fart,
it's pretty racist.
I was looking at that one earlier myself now. Wouldn't be cheap. Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. You're living on to the imagination, isn't it?
No.
They come in Muller wear. Just put that in back, but you got it.
Well.
Very nice. Hey, very nice.
What is this? What the fuck is this?
Yeah, would not. Hey. Actually,
I thought this was going to be a wealth of slagging, and now I'm just sad.
But Jesus, keep going with that. Oh, go on.
Now, first of all, this is a 2-minute clip. Too long already.
Aye.
Keep walking out with fucking like 90s, and he's like, oh no, hey, you wouldn't be able to fucking.
She wouldn't get her thumb in that there, she's a fat cunt.
You wouldn't be able to fucking artificially inseminate a pig with that. sure, you're in a silk 90, sure, you wouldn't be able to tuck a fucking cow's prolapse back in, would you?
There's too much lace, I'd get tangled up in the spokes of the JCB. Or send a woman out digging torf a fucking.
You wouldn't be out siphoning red diesel and that fucking silky.
I mean, you couldn't have her out in leopard print or somebody trying to hunt her. Like she's escaped from the zoo, size of her.
Sure, you wouldn't be in a centre covered in pig shit trying to buy your lunch and that, would you?
Hey.
Hey, sir. Fucking. What's she gonna do? Blow her nose with that? She's a fucking whale.
That's lovely. Where are we going to put the rest of her?
Come on.
Bro, why don't you get off your fat fucking hole and walk around the corner where all the 90s are and have a look at them? Nah, and hey, who, I'll sit here, hey, and you fucking...
Who buys their wife a 90, too, like?
I know. Get it off the fuck.
I fucking pair across his knickers. Bobby's what you want. Do you know what I mean? A bra with just the wires. And,
I know what he wants. Dungarees with a butt flap. That's all he wants.
Tell you what, I'd love that. I'd be willing to that.
I want to interrupt her fucking milking a sheep there and just...
Tell me this, have you seen...
Shut my gut in the wheelbarrow and play one in there.
Surely, tell me this. Have you seen The Dukes of Hazzard? I have, right. You know the uncle.
Have you seen No Country for Old Men? Me neither. Let's fuck.
Have you seen Brokeback Mountain? Well, that, but while woman. I'm looking at a tent.
Should be fine.
And if I get it into your hole as easy as Gyllenhaal got it into Ledger, fucking one stroke.
Not even a by-year leave.
One fucking stroke he had it in. You know,
having must have put it in soft and
and inflated it in there. Like a bike tire tube.
Just pulled the cord.
In an emergency, blowing the whistle.
I think had that wee light.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
That's the dressing gown, Bobby.
I know.
That's
I want her to look like Hugh Hefner.
Sheep in the morning.
Exactly.
Right.
She can wear it indoors and outdoors.
100%. I couldn't have made one better. Hey. I'm sold. Tell her to wrap it up.
Right.
Yeah.
You could have went to Primark, mate. You know what I mean?
Stick a bow on it.
Is that it? Is that the last clip of that shit they put up?
See if you know anybody that was on this. Can you find out if they got paid or and let us know? Because I guarantee you they fucking didn't. Oh, it's so fucking awkward, like.
It's so bad.
See, because I've fucking done one of, like, a reality TV thing as well. You just know what the fucking, like, the shit to say to you and try to set
like
up.
Even, literally even that one phone call that I seen at the start, I said to Maureen, I was like, the amount of setup it takes to film that.
Aye.
You know, and they just fucking, the things they set up, like, oh, their brother's a full-time country singer and he's going to do a song in a shop. Most awkward thing of all time.
Oh, yeah.
So awkward.
Do you have your own tux, Neil? I do. I'll take it, Mama. Mm. Have it from the First Communion.
First Communion. And obviously, no one gets at the food in our house with a dad about. So it still fits. Skinny as fuck. You know what I mean?
It's like McCann said last night, wasn't it? Like, BBC will fucking say that people like us aren't ready for TV.
Yeah. And then they'll make...
That'll be their prime time entertainment.
They'll make superstars. I mean, that fucking fat dude with the belly will be on, like, Blame Game, probably.
Aye.
You know, who do you blame for fucking size your fat belly?
The wife, hey.
The wife, hey. Every time a bugger makes me a full soda. Hey.
Yeah.
coming to the SSE in February. Frostbit Boy versus Fat Farmer from Tyrone. It's like a country music meets fucking AVA festival. It's in B&Q just off Boucher. It's basically sausages and line dancing. You couldn't beat it, hey, with a big stick.
Oh, fuck me.
The only thing bigger than his gut is this fucking event.
Do you have a whole promotion?
Tickets, $89.99 for the back row, people will pay it. You know.
Oh, let's just move countries.
Balmoral show, fighting's frowned upon, but up here we can let you scrap over a jive.
Come and see the legendary big man beats a woman.
Who gets to jive with this fucking swamp donkey over here? Get in the ring. Gilets only and beat the cunt out of each other. You're only allowed your wee dancing slippers on a gilet. Cock out.
And after last year's sellout show, come and see Farmer Wants a Wife. 15 women compete.
We're doing a fucking...
to get lay upon by a big lad.
Diving competition into the sheep dip. We're having a game of... hop of the bale. We roll it down the hill, and if you can avoid death...
if you like it, then there should have been a lamb with it.
It's a risky game. It's called Retrieve Your Partner from the Slurry Pit. And if you can get it right without passing out, you win a dinner at the Mellon Country House Center. <around the place. laughs>
Jesus Christ. Welcome to Silence of the Lambs.
New dating app, it's called Christian Balin. For the, if you're, for God fearing grass man.
What about you just, you know them boys are going to be fucking like, just loaded.
Because that's what
they're rich as fuck.
People will jump on like, you know, some fucking, someone who has no idea about show business. Like, so even someone like us who's like a comedian, you may be a bit more protective of like, I want to do my thing. Someone will approach them boys and be like, there's a lock of pound to be made in this. And they'll be like, fuck, I'll do anything.
Aye.
Then put my fuck up to be up to my fucking shoulder in a cow's hole, I'll do anything.
Aye.
And they'll be like, great, just turn up here, you're getting $2,000. Wave about, take a few photos.
Fucking right,
drink all the free drink.
And they'll be selling like, broadband.
Pulling up a fucking Range Rover.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
Oh yeah, totally.
The fucking BT Home Hub, fucking, then it'll be a radio show they'll get.
And then, he'll be doing ads for Subway. Are you not squeezing into your 90?
I'll buy you a bigger one, don't worry about it.
Take her down to a 6-inch. Fuck's sake, like.
And now you get the new special at Subway, Vita, with a bit of cheese on it.
If you're a big fucking retarded single...
Northwest sauce.
Ying, ying. It's fucking two-stroke and tomato sauce, basically. But it seems you have to brush your teeth, so two birds, one stone. Hey! It's fucking unbelievable, but yeah. All the hard work, you know, and you're just going to be... You know, you're going to be looking for gigs somewhere and, like, a guy from one of these shows is just going to be up there telling stolen jokes from his dad.
Aye, totally. Do you know what I mean? Two packies walking in there, bar. You're like, fuck me. There'll be loads of it. I'm going to do a tour at the Comedy now. I think that's what I'm going to do next.
Sure, fuckers just talking.
That's it.
Lack of yarns.
Why do you get hanging from trees? Fucking darkies. That's what you get.
Am I right?
You know it, sir. I used to own a darkie. I mean... Oh, Christ, the night. It's going to happen. I'm fucking telling you.
Fuck's sake. Abortions aren't legal.
And they'll turn up in a full fucking sparkly suit. They'll be there with sparkly. This is how you do it.
Show business.
Aye. I'm ready now, boys. What do you see this here?
I'm going to close with a song.
Wagon wheel every time, too.
Yeah. Only his is about wagon wheels, the biscuits.
Aye.
Eat me, daughter, like a wagon wheel. Take my wrapper off. Stuck it all in your mouth, side roads.
Just want to say for the we're not making fun of those people, we're just making fun of the fact that it's been made.
Yes.
But if you turn up to comedy clubs, then it's a different story.
I mean, you know, does anybody want to make a documentary about the exploding comedy scene in Belfast?
They did, and then they don't.
What did they make?
They were going to, they wanted to make one.
Well, did they consult me?
No. They asked me, but...
Producer of all comedy in Northern Ireland.
I've been everywhere. Internationally sought after. I've been in Northern Ireland for enough, have it.
I've been everywhere.
The world is mine.
Would they... Write that down.
The globe.
First you get the money, then you get the hairs, and then you get the respect.
Then you get the world, man.
And then you get the Range Rover, and then
you get to do an open spot in Grantham next Tuesday.
Grantham?
I was there a couple weeks ago.
You say that right?
Yeah. It's a place.
Grantham?
I didn't know where it was either.
This is my granddaughter, this is my grandson. Speaking of weird Mexicans, what a win for that big fat bastard there. What's his name? Andy Ruiz?
Is that Andy?
Beat up Andy Joshua, and everyone was like, I can't believe a guy who has tits and a belly is able to throw a punch at a man's face. That's the only place it doesn't matter, guys, fighting.
Totally. I always think, even when you look at a bouncer who's like fucking big, muscly and ripped, or you look at his wee fat mate, you're like, the wee fat mate's the one that'll fucking kill you.
Yeah, no one's started with a big guy because he's the big guy, you know. I like big. I always enjoyed. Even when I play rugby and all, I was like, I'm going to just run straight into this big guy. Do you know what I mean? Because he'd be the soft one.
Aye.
He hasn't had any adversity. He'd be the wee scrum half will take your knees out. Like, I'm not going to hit this big. But your mom made you your fucking warm the bigs this morning, you wee frit. Rude awakening, that's you're about to get. I'm going to hit you with my teeth. Is that me in the chair? But yeah, that was fun. But that does happen all the time, you know. If you're talking about fat shaming, you know, people like a prop will make a pass in rugby, and people are like, "Unbelievable hands from the professional rugby player who's played rugby his whole life can actually make a pass, even though he's a front row player." Mind blown.
Aye.
But I did see that clip of your man on the pads, and I nearly shit myself. I was like, okay, did no one watch any of this before he fought Joshua? Because Joshua was slow as fuck.
Well, that's the thing. Like, it's because Joshua was in great shape, but that takes lifting a fuck ton of weights to get looking like that.
Possibly, yeah.
You know what I mean?
A good load, but...
And he was just like, my arm is more faster than your eyes can blink.
Yeah. You don't know, you can't understand the speed that I put tacos in my mouth.
there was a fucking a great tweet about it where somebody said, it just goes to show you, six packs don't throw right hooks.
It's true. It's like, I mean, there's so many fighters, like Daniel Cormier, Roy Nelson, even lighter fighters, like a BJ Penn, who's one of my favorite fighters ever. He was fighting guys and he was like, you know, completely smooth body against some guys like completely fucking jacked.
Aye.
You know, and he would just be so slick and outmove them and choke them out and all. So it doesn't matter a fuck really at all.
Aye.
And it's reassuring for me, you know.
Oh, me too, yeah.
I'm just going to sit here and be like, I might be a fucking animal, you've no idea.
No, I'm the same. I'm just looking at people now, all fucking...
Don't let these teats fool you.
Aye. These might be pecs, they're not.
No, did I appreciate being tagged in photos? Like, well done on beating Joshua, mate. No, it didn't, because you're blind. You know? It used to be, oh, you look like any, you know, fucking fat bald dude with a beard.
Aye.
And now it's like, now you just look like any fucking fat dude.
See, like, I fucking accidentally...
I'm surprised I'm not getting, like, tagged in pictures of Nolan. Sure, like, is that you, mate?
I am, like, well, I accidentally shaved my beard off, right? So I was fucking trying to trim my beard. My sister's in the house. My mom was in the house. My sister's baby was in the house. The place was going mental. And she's talking to me through the bathroom door. And I went, what?
The cheek of them to be around your house.
I know, no, but you know what I mean? It was one of those situations where I just had something to do and everyone was, like, fucking... But I went to shave, like, just a wee bit around my lip. And my sister was like, Michael! And I went, wah! I took half my fucking...
Oh, my God.
And I was literally in the going, oh, no, can I just walk about like that and get away with it? So I had to take a whole fucking beard off. And straight away, I'm like, shave my beard off, look ridiculous. And then it's just, you look like Stephen Nolan, mate, you look like... And I'm going, I've already made the joke about looking ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Stop saying it. You're starting to hurt my feelings.
Some guy just out of nowhere, I put it in our wee group there, out of nowhere, sent me this message and goes, mate, you're fucking punching. Which means... that my wife is much hotter than I am. And of course, because what am I, stupid?
Yeah.
What are
well,
you?
Yeah.
It's like, to get some respect around here, do you have to be fucking a munter? Well, you know what I mean? I
actually get grants from the amount of money. Thanks very much, McGregor. I'll be back. Handler for you. Taking care. Like fucking help for zeros.
You fisted more pigs in that farm, ever? Ironically snorts when Oh, Jesus Christ. He's even milked more heifers than your woman fucking... I'm 50% farmer, 50% magician.
I fingered more monsters than the Nuremberg trials.
Oh, Jesus, I'm like crying out of one eye. What the fuck is I talking about there? What was I talking about?
Somebody said you were punching.
Oh, yeah. Right? And then I clicked into the guy's fucking account, and there's a picture. And I feel... You started this shit. I hate to bring the girl into it. But he's in a photo with his girlfriend, and I felt like going, well, I'll tell you something, mate. You're absolutely in the weight class you should be in. Because she...
Hello.
Not attractive.
I've had a few times where, like...
started it!
Yeah.
Chat shit, get banged, you know what I mean?
I've had a few, like, people fucking... I put a photo the other day. I don't know what it was. Some guy was like, oh, you're fucking double chins hanging out too. I went to click on the profile photo and you have to follow him back. And I'm like, you don't even have the balls to let your photos.
I don't think they should do. I don't think they should do that.
I think once they follow you, it should be.
You should have the option to block someone, but I don't think you should have the option to be private from the word go. You should be able to like, because someone could send you fucking dog abuse all day and you can't see any of their shit. You know, I'll block people for nothing these days.
I do it all the time. Yeah.
Someone will just be like, say something half snide and I'll just be like, see you.
Yeah.
You know, some guy like, oh, what, something about the Odyssey. Are you giving out free drinks and free admission to fill that place? And I just went, well, I'm getting my cock in my hand. It's nearly sold out. It's nearly sold out then block. You know, oh my God.
Good film.
Headstand, spread the legs, agape the anus.
A gope?
A gope. A happy the anus.
Oscar on anus.
Donde está Lanus? Get in there. Look out, bro.
Where were you hiding that?
In my pocket.
Your dirt pocket.
Your dirt pocket. I just heard that.
Dirt pocket, man.
Do you remember the time you... I don't know what context it was in, but you just kept... You were like all sad, like, folks, you just pulled me out. Oh, please, mate. Just pull me out.
Right, pull me out, I'll pull you out. Pull each other.
Don't even ask. They cry. They're like, don't even ask. No, just fucking pull each other. Just pull each other out. Pull me out. Please, pull me out.
Just pull me out. I really don't know. I just need to pull that.
Boy. Pull me out.
What do you want for your dinner? Pull that.
Pork.
I don't know why I started. Somebody annoys me. I go, no, do you know what I said? Like, well, I go, I tell them to fuck that. That's like something about my wee aunties doing, like, fuck ass.
I love that so much. You fucking stupid. I just love the taxi driver insults are just my favourite. Fucking stupid bastard.
Where the fuck's she going? Or
what is she dressed for?
Somebody pulled
fat
up.
Fat bitch.
One of them shitty taxis where you're like, imagine if a taxi pulled up and it was my car. And you're like, this fucking stinks. And a guy fucking pulled in front of him in a Porsche Boxster.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a Boxster?
Yeah.
And the taxi driver's like, oh, fucking can't afford the 911, can you not, mate, though? And you're like, mate, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. That is like the poor man's Porsche.
You're in, this is... Isn't even called a Passat. It's a Passat, huh?
I'm in the Volkswagen Passata. Saucy. I love that. Like, I remember I got in a taxi once and the guy was definitely just out of jail because he was so particular about the car. And we bought food and we weren't going to eat the food in the car, but he made us tie it up in another bag, which he had. He had the bags ready.
Fucking hell.
Tie it up in a bag, put it in the boot. And he was just... so pissed off, and I kept talking to whoever was in the back, and I put my arm behind the seat, and he kept going like, but, you know, like, excuse me, put it back, And I was like, I was blocked, like, and I was like, sorry, mate. I was just, anyway, I was looking like straight back, and he's like would take my arm, put Jesus it back in it. The guy was definitely just out of prison. I could smell it off him.
Aye. Come was it?
Shaman. What was I going to say to you? The Katie Taylor fight, you see that?
Have you watched the documentary
on Netflix?
No, fuck.
It's class.
There was,
It's amazing that, like, it's gross, actually, that nowadays you have to act like a cunt like McGregor to get some fucking publicity, because she's just quietly killing it.
Aye.
Like a real professional athlete, and no one gives a fuck. Maybe because she's like that, or maybe there is like a fucking female sports thing that no one seems to fucking take it seriously.
I think, like, when it comes to fighting, it's getting better, definitely.
What? Yeah, like, even Dana White was like, oh, there will never be a women's division. And he wasn't saying it like they can't fight. He was saying there isn't enough of them. And then as soon as the doors opened, everyone fights. And now, as a person who does watch fights, as a fight fan, personally, you don't ever go, oh, fuck, here's an Isle Guard fight. You don't do that.
Aye.
I never really did, but now it's just, if they're big names and they're class fighters, it doesn't matter who the fuck's fighting.
I saw a fucking clip. It was Andy from the Bonnevilles put it up. It was Katie Taylor's last fight.
Aye.
Where there was a point where she hit the girl in the body.
Oh, the lips.
That many times.
Yeah.
I was like, I actually wrote underneath the video, I was like, I'm surprised she didn't take flight. Her fucking hands were moving that fast. Like,
she, see her, like, left to the body, to the head. Like, the double combo. Right. Lethal, like fucking, like Tyson.
Just fucking, like, whack. She's unreal.
Scary.
I didn't see the fight, though, because I hear it was a bit kind of, was it a wee bit sort of
controversial?
Yeah,
but that's just fucking, that's fighting, like.
Any fight that doesn't end in a knockout, it's always a bit.
Any fight that's not a stoppage, or a very distinct, like, they beat the shit out of this one. There's always going to be rise about it. I didn't see it, to be honest, because it was like Sky pay-per-view. I don't have Sky.
Aye.
Just because, what's the fucking point? You can nearly see everything you want to see anyway. But but yeah, the documentary's class, because they're talking about, like, she trained with her dad for so long and then went through an Olympics and then was going to go through another Olympics. And her dad just left the family and went away with some other woman.
Fucking
hell. And it really fucked her up. She was like, no, she basically lost her coach and her dad.
Aye. Shit.
In one go, like. And she was devastated. And she, it's so funny, like, just the way, like, me and you will never feel what this feels like to be, like, a psychotic winner. You know, where, like, she didn't do well in Rio. And she literally has every fucking belt going. And she's still, like, that annoys the fuck out of me. That I didn't perform at that Olympics.
Aye.
And you're like, you have all the marbles. Like, no, there's no belts left.
Aye.
And that still bothers her. Crazy, isn't it?
Fucking nuts, yeah.
And it's amateur. Like, she probably wasn't making I'm sure she was getting money from sponsorship and stuff. But, like, you're not making a whole pile of money. And now she's a professional boxer. She's probably doing all right. Has everything. But she's still like, that fucks me off.
Aye.
Mad, isn't it? Like,
fucking insane.
You gotta be nice to your daughters, guys. You know what I mean? Don't be a fucking cunt.
Women with respect. Or they'll learn how to fight and take your fucking.
Especially when... I was watching it and I was like, I think I fancy her a wee bit. But then it's definitely that thing of, like, for a boxer, she's pretty.
That's because fucking can't hit her.
And, you know, you ever see that with, like, athletes or fucking CrossFitters or something? Like, Jesus, she's hot. And then they put regular clothes on. You're like, oh, fuck. Yoked as fuck.
Aye. Jack, sir.
The straps look lovely over your traps. How do you get them? But yeah, fair play. Then we did a charity gig. Just roll through this. What an idle charity gig there for the family of
Billy Anderson.
Billy Anderson, there, who was tragically killed in a car crash, which is fucking grim.
Fucking mad, I am.
I never met him. Did you meet him?
I've definitely met him and gig with him once or twice, but it was like, do you know, one of those, like, in passing kind of.
Yeah.
But from what from people that know him, like, it was a fucking. People were devastated when he died, like, you know.
Horrific, like, but we managed. What was raised at the end there? Like, 1,400 plus?
I think it was more. I think it was 1,600?
£1,600. Just a fucking, I don't know. I mean, it is more of, like, a comedian.
It's a fucking token gesture. Like.
Yeah, I mean, like, comedians, all it can do is fucking make people laugh. So it's like, if you can get some money to his family, I don't know. I know, like, Connor knew him and fucking a few other people.
Like, Kieran knew him pretty well. Like,
but, yeah, it's just one of those things. I'm sure I think Shane's taking care of it, but he should get a wee message or something. I don't know, because you're just like, listen, it's fucking hectic, and I don't know, especially when you're a comedian, it's like, no one's, I'm sure he doesn't have fucking 10 million in the bank, like, from doing stand-up, like, so just, I don't know, just trying to help out. But then, things like that, we just use it as an excuse to, for everyone to hang out, really.
There's that as well. It was kind of nice that, yeah, we're all fucking in a room making fun of each other for a wee.
Oh, it's the best ever. Famous. It's the best of all time.
It really is good crack.
There's nothing funnier than comedians shitting on each other.
Oh,
it's the best of all time. The best. And it was a great night. And then Kieran went up then, ruined it for everyone.
Did he? Did he let us off?
He did well, but he said rape 19 times in the first 3 minutes. I was like, Jesus Christ.
That's Kieran.
I think he actually says something, I'll rape you, which is hilarious. And I went, okay, I'm going to go outside and have a smoke. Don't even smoke. But I was like, I'm going to go outside.
Somebody must have left the pizza sitting somewhere and he was just talking to it.
I'm going to fucking rape you. Fold this chain, this thing in half. Right, we'll hit some questions. There was a thing I see. I don't know. This is not worth talking about. Why are people getting...
What's this?
Why are people getting pro-choice tattooed on them? So much?
Because they're pro-choice, maybe? Isn't it?
Yeah, but like, what's the point?
I know it's a bit...
Has pro-choice become like... Is it like a new like feminist statement, well, just no, to say pro-choice? Has it moved on from just abortions?
No, I think maybe it's just the fact that it's been... I suppose... Because it's been attacked pretty fucking heavily in the States at the minute. Because like, you see that shit when...
I mean, I'm definitely pro-choice, but yeah. It's like... Calm the fuck down, you know?
Right.
I think it's probably...
That's the kind of tattoo you can cover up when the fix shit, do you know what I mean? Like...
that tattoo is not a pro-choice. That's a fucking amateur choice, let me tell you. But I think it must... It must have taken, like, a different fucking... Slightly, you know, because pro-choice is obviously about abortion.
Aye.
But I think people are like, keep your laws out of my blurt. And then,
well, no, I think, like, because they're trying to overthrow that. Is it Roe versus Wade, like the abortion thing in the States? Like, there's talk of that being fucking thrown out. So it's definitely being fucking attacked pretty heavily in America. But I thought it was funny. Do you remember whenever the repeal thing was coming in?
Yeah.
People were getting repeal tattoos. And yeah. You know, what's ironic about that is tattoos for life. You can't kill a tattoo. You can't abort that. You've got that forever.
I did see another thing where someone was like, by the way, when you're telling everyone to, like, keep your laws out of your vagina, someone wrote, we don't care about your vagina. It's the fucking almost formed baby in your body that people are trying to have a chat about, at least. Because, I mean, you know, there is that element of, like, my only issue with abortion is that you get 24 weeks to fucking make your mind up.
Well, I think it's... for a lot of cases, it's not about the making your mind up. It's a lot of people don't fucking even know the like. People will ignore, but many women, if you fucking been chatting to, they're like, "Oh, my period's lit," and they'll. It's like a human fucking. You just go right. I'll just wait and see if I get my period. I'll just wait and see, and then all of a sudden it's like
3 months later.
I'm 3 months pregnant.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? So fuck.
Well, you know what we call those people? Thick.
Not thick. Just maybe busy. A woman about town. Do you mean maybe she's dropped her file effects, forgets when the last period was?
She's all there bucking today, you know what I mean?
Doesn't know.
Nothing like two lads sorting out abortion just on a fucking Tuesday.
Sorry for getting in your blurts, girls. No, I fucking.
Yeah, well, you have to be pro choice. Yeah, if I had any opinion, it literally is just that, like, 24 weeks is long, bro. Like, Maureen isn't 24 weeks pregnant.
Aye.
But she has to wait another 2 weeks to go for like a 20-week scan.
Yeah, but it's a different mindset too, because like if you were trying for a kid and then it's like, oh, we're pregnant, you go, fuck, we're having a baby. But if you get pregnant and fucking cannot have it or look after it, you're not thinking, oh, I have a baby. You're like, I need to get rid of this fucking thing.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like you'll naturally fucking look at it differently.
Yeah, like so a panic mode type thing.
So if you're in a situation where you're pregnant and thinking this is a fucking nightmare, you definitely shouldn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. But you'll be thinking that from the word go as soon as you
find out. Yeah. So, but I think most people, once they find out, they're like, let's get an abortion or fucking, like, if you can do it via pill or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can do it via pill early, I don't see the problem. But again, it's just the fucking, it's like, it's just those weird morals people have. It's like, is it a baby then? It's still a baby there. It's like, why can you fucking, why would you struggle to, you know, you fucking cut the head off a dog and eat it versus just slapping a fish around the head? You know what I mean? It's like, there's like weird feelings you have towards different shit.
Yeah, that's,
like,
well, that's all it is. Like, you know, it's kind of, and there's enough people in the world. We're not running out of fucking cunts.
No, plenty of cunts. Some places do have a very old population.
As soon as we legalise abortion here, there'll be no longer.
Well, glad we sorted it all out anyway.
That's that fixed. It's a weird thing to, like, it's easy for us to talk about because we'll literally never have to get an abortion.
No.
Like, I get...
Well, there's time yet.
I know, but I get as angry, like, whenever, when men are really fucking like, it's fucking, you're destroying a life. You're like, it's actually none of your business.
I don't know. I don't know. It's not.
I mean, it's not that it's none of our because it should be, you should get involved in the conversation, hopefully.
Aye.
But when blokes are fucking so pro-life or anti-choice, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same whenever guys get angry about tampon taxes and shit like that. You're like, oh, fuck up.
Tampon tax.
It's a luxury item. No.
Yeah.
A Ferrero Rocher. That's a luxury item.
Who's saying it's a luxury item?
That was a big fucking thing. Wouldn't remember that from a couple of years ago?
Yeah, like they should take the tax off tampons.
Yeah. And they were going, no, it's officially classed as a luxury item. Not a fucking plug to stop clots landing on the kitchen floor.
You'd pay for them, all right, if someone sat in your fucking cream couch. Exactly. The shop.
Yeah. Cream couch is a luxury item, I think you mean.
Well, you know, it's one of them things. It's like, just, I don't know what the range is like that's available, but it's like, maybe have some sort of entry-level products that cost next, you know, like the Tesco's fucking white label.
But I don't know much about tampons from South. They're bound to be fucking...
We're sort of all the problems out today. Like, don't you worry, girls. Back to the kitchen. Me and Mickey will sort.
There's bound to be, like, fucking Tesco extra value fanny pads or whatever, but I'm pretty sure they wouldn't be that good, like...
Like, yeah, I mean, Tesco's value bog roll's not that good, but you're not going to not wipe your hole.
Aye, but imagine having to fucking wipe your hole every 25 seconds after you... Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty sure that...
Here, get pregnant.
Tell you what to do, girls. I was watching No Place Like Tyrone. There's a fella out there. He's doing a great deal on hysterectomies. If you want to get the whole sump tuck out...
Putting the her in hysterectomies. It should be hysterectomies.
Putting the rectum in hysterectomies.
Word's fuck. Yeah, I don't know. It's confusing, isn't it?
We definitely don't read enough to talk about serious issues because we both just get the like, and then, don't watch porn.
That's why I didn't mention you were going to be on the podcast because I got an inbox full of felt.
Oh, fuck.
Predictions for Tony Ferguson versus Donald Cerrone. I feel like it could be an all-time classic. They both fight only in Top Gear. Yeah, I'd say that will be a good fight. Or it'll just be a fucking letdown because they're, you know, both nuts and quite evenly matched. But Mick doesn't care. So. Any vlogs coming out soon? Yeah, I need to make a vlog because all my YouTube sort of uploads have just been podcasts. Need to go do something, you know? Need to make an event.
Should we do something next week? Look at a wee,
should we film our
wee day trip or something?
Order a fucking or book in a goddamn guitar lesson and go do play some
that's
guitar
a good idea, yeah.
And vlog it.
Yeah, let's do that.
I mean, if you watch my stories on Instagram today, you know Mick doesn't really need any lessons. Kill
they call me the Shredder because I tore the rule book up.
Who's your favorite podcast guest, Aaron or Mickey? That's a question
don't
for you.
Don't you dare answer that question.
Well, luckily for me, both.
Or you are.
Well, it's both. It's different. It's both different.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? In fact, we've had a lot more serious conversation with me and you today. I think we've made it
Yeah, we made a progression. I think we do tend to make fucking serious, slightly more serious chats. Whereas you and Aaron just talk about all the auto tunes and all the music he's like.
All the black fellas doing rhymey talk.
Oh, here comes fucking Tyler the Crater.
Crater. Coming home, Tyrone the Crater. Coming home from New Zealand in September, any major gigs on? Fucking busting to see a show, so I am, so it is.
25th of October, Ulster Hall.
Oh, why? That's right.
Come see your boy.
Yeah, well, he was asking me, but Mick's on.
But fuck up.
Fuck up. Fuck up. Mick has tickets to sell.
Fuck daft, Colin.
He's. Come here, you fuck daft. Come here, go away. Good luck. Come here, fuck away off. Good luck. 25th of October.
Oh.
October. I have something annoying around that time, too. I might miss that joke. Oh, no. Yes. No, I might be...
Having a child.
I might be in Galway over that day of the year.
Oh, why this fucking festival then?
Yeah, there'll be gigs on, but I don't know now. Where in the world would you most like to tour?
I don't know.
Yeah, the world would do, yeah.
Yeah, the whole fucking world.
I don't know. I would like to do some American shows. They're fun, like. Did that LA one with Aaron. That was fun.
Aye.
You can just book the fucking like belly room at the Comedy Store.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be badass as fuck.
That'd be fucking classic.
You'd never get on the fucking lineup regularly, but if you could book out a show, it'd be amazing.
What's the
CV? McCann could do that. No sweat.
Yeah.
All you need to do is get someone like Joe Duggan to fucking...
Have a half decent fucking visa.
Absolutely killing it with the podcast, man. Cheers, bruh! What do you think of Love Island? Do you genuinely think anyone goes on there for the relationships or the quick fame? They go on the fuck, bruh. Uh-huh. And I seen a bit of it last night because I went for a late night run because I'm an athlete and
there's a core stretch.
Core stretch. Although it did get dark and start raining and I freaked out. But what was I saying? What was the question? Oh yeah, I seen it. And I was like, it's amazing when like an average half bogger just like fully takes it to the limit with like teeth, eyes, eyelashes, big hair, fake tits, tan. They do enough gym where they can like suck their gut in, and you're like, they're just fucking
hanging. Porn hot? Like porn hot?
They're just hanging on there by the fucking skin of their dick. Like
that, remember that fucking doll that was that read all the fellas in Belfast? That porno, the fucking, what do you call her?
Yeah.
Like that?
From the last live podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she just has like big slopper tits and like fucking shave their fanny, and people are like, that's hot. That's what.
I still wake up and I'm thinking about her fanny. It was tore to bits.
Yeah.
That's the ugliest vagina of...
That there's the ugliest vagina I ever seen. And the dudes, you're like, you know, ask around. I could have laid hand on at least three hotter fellas in a fucking pizza hole and...
But she was
the skinny like, dude, and then the other boy he just gave us for. I'm Stephen Weir, my address is 74, bloody blah. If you want to call around for a dickin'.
I work for the council, I want to get sacked, so here we go. Don't want to be a teacher anyway, take them off your daughter.
Someone's looking at me to have custody of the child, and I don't want it. I'm doing porn now, my name's Stephen Weir.
Junior. Stephen Weir Junior, my daddy, that's him there, one and that. He's going to buck her too.
None of them. All of them were like, oh, when you love to buck a porn star, and then it was presented to them, and they were like, I'm scared now, my dick's soft.
I'd be fucking, I wouldn't be able to get a boner.
The guy's like, I like feet.
There was two of them like feet.
Yeah. Like, what are you into? Feet. I like feet too. Oh, well, there's one each. Unbelievable. Yeah, I think they're definitely just going on it for the quick fame and maybe some dick.
I've never watched
it's bollocks,
a fucking like, second of it. I know it would make me far too angry to fucking.
Oh, it does. It makes me like, angry because it's obviously like a very. Micro fucking sort of climate that they've got.
Aye.
So wee things get blown out of proportion completely. So people are talking, oh, can I have a word with you, please? And then they walk away and I can't believe last night, whenever we're supposed to be in a relationship, I sat someone else's cock, you had the nerve to be rude to me and don't come close to me, your cock smells. Your cock smells that breath. Do you know what I mean? And you're watching it and it becomes this argument and then they play some fucking sad music.
Somebody looks off into the beach.
Yeah, and you're just like, what am I watching?
Aye.
Here's what they should call it. Fuck Island.
Yeah.
And they just go straight in and be like, I like the way Uranus looks, so I like to put my cock in it. And is that right? And it's,
I just can't fucking. There's so many. I don't know what it's about. Like, I meant to say this to you. Like, I caught a clip of fucking Purby Ursula Burns on Britain's Got Talent the other night.
Okay.
And it was fucking awful, right? Okay. And you could very clearly tell that it was, again, a producer was going, here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
We know you have an act, and we have a, you have a certain thing that got you on this, but we don't want that. We want you to do this thing.
Right.
And you're going to die in your hole, and everyone's going to see it, and they're going to tweet you personally and say your shit, okay? 3, 2, 1, go!
What'd she do?
So, like...
Do you know her?
Yeah, I've met her a couple of times. Like, I think with her once or twice.
Somehow, someone to do with Maureen's...
Oh, she's Welly.
Nice, yeah, that's it.
Because she's... I know, like, she's done The Fringe a couple of times and completely sold The Fringe out, cracking reviews, and it's... Like, she plays the harp, but her whole act is, like, all the songs are pretty fucking, like, blasphemous and fucking wee bit dirty and...
God forbid.
Do you know what I mean? But it's funny, like... And obviously, by the time you get to that, don't even... Honestly, don't watch it, because it'll just fucking... But the... Yeah, the live show on last Thursday night, they have her, like, coming down out of a cloud, and the harp fucking falls off, and it's like, oh, fuck, and then another harp comes on. But there was no jokes in it. She just sang a song.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know that's somebody's fucking idea.
So like, then, she actually has material.
Yeah.
Hold on now. With her risque harp playing. Fucking plenty of views on them, eh?
But that's another thing. If you look at the actual fucking... this clip from her audition, it's cut together so badly that it's like none of the jokes are in it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like it shows you fucking punchlines but not setups. She gets a standing ovation, and you're going, it doesn't match what the fuck's going on on stage. Which means there's definitely setups, like, that have been taken out of that.
Yeah, like I bet you that joke is like, you know, how weird is this song? It sounds like, yeah, you know, you're just trying to get through a ride that you don't want to be in the middle of.
Totally. So,
which would be funny.
But that's why I ended up fucking going on Twitter, and the amount of like, is that supposed to be, is that a talent now? At least that's what they call talent.
Do you know what? I'm a big believer in anything that's on TV of a comedian ruins it.
Yeah. Like, and there's, well, that show as well. I don't know.
Here's proof, right? Even my own fucking shitty special thing that I was editing there from January, there's like four camera angles.
Yeah.
And you'll be watching from one angle and the audio's being picked up and I am Murdersville, like, people screaming and snorting. Cuts a different camera. Doesn't have an external mic on it. Sound is a lot lower. And then you mix it with the sound that's recorded just from the line of the mic. So you're getting like, you're literally getting, it sounds like five different gigs.
Aye.
One of the cameras, you're fucking David Hale. The other one, it's so quiet. The other one, when you can hear your voice clearly over the thing, and then there's just some laughs being picked out, and you're like, okay, there's just one girl laughing her head off amongst like a...
Aye.
It's bizarre. It's like,
fucking odd, like, yeah.
So, and, you know, what do you call her? I saw Zoe Lyons. And I'd seen her on TV a bunch of times, thought nothing of it. She's probably doing really shit, clean jokes. Seen her in The Stand, Murdersville.
Oh my God, yeah. She's fucking
hilarious. Like, and I was like, it's just don't judge anything by what, seeing it on TV.
Yeah, totally.
And people will. And people, even if they like something that's quite like tame, and they go see someone and it's really funny and a bit edgy, they're like, oh, I don't like that edginess. A bit of a bad taste.
Well, that was that thing a couple of months ago when fucking somebody phoned the cops on Tommy Tiernan. Remember that?
Yeah.
Because, like, he's been in Derry Girls. Like, let's go see the daddy from Derry Girls.
Yeah.
And forgetting that it's fucking Tommy Tiernan.
Yeah, and he says whatever the fuck he wants.
Aye.
By the way, she's very annoying.
Yes.
But she is very tasty.
I don't know. I'm not a fan.
Shut your gay mouth.
Sorry.
What's her name? What do you call her? Alicia Keys? What's her name?
No, Alicia Dixon. Is it?
She's annoying as all fuck.
Yeah.
Sure, I was watching Kanye West on Letterman, and I gave up on it because I was like, stop, just make some music, bro, you're talking pure shit. But they kept cutting to Kim Kardashian, and I was like, she is goddamn banging.
Oh yeah.
But she's just such a vapid retard, you just, you can't care about her.
I didn't even get fucking finished reading the clip or reading the article, but she's trying to get some guy out of jail apparently at the minute. Or
right.
He's been accused of fucking killing like kids at a sleepover. And she's like, he didn't do it.
If anyone knows about murder, it's my dad. Did you see Anthony Joshua's fighting Sarah? Yes. Have you watched Chernobyl series? No, but I've got it downloaded. I'm going to watch it.
I'll watch it as well, actually.
Should I let this guy's tires down? Because it says Keeper Country in the back. Went back and watched your series Hits for the first time in years. Have you stayed in touch with any of those ones that you made it with?
No.
I have a great way of really just fucking drawing a line behind myself. And I don't speak... And
that chapter's over.
You know, some people are just assholes. And I just leave them to it. Ever plan on doing a gig up Aberdeen way? As I poke in my mouth. Ugh. I would do it, yeah. Don't know where the fuck that is. I'm trying to do a Scottish road trip in August.
Oh, yeah?
Me and Maureen. I want to take the boat to Scotland with a car. And go stay in like a cabin somewhere and then make our way down and maybe go like Glasgow and be nipping into the fringe for a couple
whatever
of days.
It is, eh?
Come see you, Mick.
Ah, we could get a bit of banter.
Do that there, carry on. My brother works on the set of The Boys from County Hell and tells me that you were offered a role in the movie. Telepathically, was it?
What's The Boys from County Hell?
I think the guy that made that Good Day for the Cut.
All right.
Is making another movie. Offered a role in the movie. Are you sure you didn't get you and Aaron McCann confused? I'm not sure of anything because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, to be honest. If they offered me a part, it was in a very cryptic way. Also, I'm not doing movies, see my ass. Literally the funniest porn video on the internet. Okay, there's no link. Well, you've let me down. Hold on. Type it. Oh no, it's only smells. That's from the fucking... Your Mom's House podcast. It's, what's his name? Rocco fucking Big Fat Cock. Yeah. And he's like, it only smells. After he like pulls his dick out of someone's hole and puts it in their mouth. It's okay, it only smells in E. coli and tapeworm, but it's okay, it smells. It's, oh my God, yeah, it only smells in typhoid, take it. What are your thoughts on Bo Burnham?
Not a fan.
I don't like him, but yeah. He's definitely very, very clever. And
yeah, the show, without
a doubt. The shows are fucking amazing.
And he's directed a couple of fucking decent stand-up specials too, isn't he? Who did he direct?
It's about like, you're able to say that. Like, that guy, Andrew Schultz, might have some of the best material in the world right now. But he's such a cock, I can't even watch him.
Aye.
But the stuff, like, you hear the jokes and you go, oh, fuck, how'd I miss that?
Aye.
You know what I mean? When did you decide you want to do graphic design? And what would your advice be to someone second-guessing it? I don't do it as a fucking career. I think it is very mixed up. I currently work as a graphic designer in Belfast, but I've been offered a tattoo apprenticeship and I'm reconsidering my career now. Well, yeah, obviously do the tattoo
fucking
thing.
Fucking right, do the tattoo thing.
Yeah, because unless you're like some high-end fucking like fancy, you know, arty fucking graphic designer who's getting paid like by fucking Nike to do a new campaign or something.
You're going to make way more money doing tattoos.
Yeah, just do tattoos and fill your books and get fucking £500 a day.
If you want somebody to practice on, I'm looking at some new ink.
Hey, Carla. Yeah, I would do the tattoo thing. That's because it's one of them things. It could take you fucking anywhere in the world tattooing. You know what I mean? You can just pack your shit up and go. You know, guest in certain spots. And
constantly meeting people in airports that are just like, I'm on the way to the convention.
Oh, wow.
Like the fucking...
There's a lot of people fucking... contact me like, oh, doing tattoo and do you want to book something in and do you want to come down here and do tattoos or we're in Derry or I'm supposed to be actually getting a tattoo off a girl soon enough, whenever the fuck that is, July or something. Hey, you've been asked this before, what's the hardest thing about being a stand-up comedian?
The lack of money, travel, nobody talks
fear
to
of failure.
Yeah.
The constant stress.
Alcoholism, depression.
The fact that it's never done. It's just like... constant grind, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, and like, you could, it doesn't matter how accomplished
many times you murder,
yeah, you'll still die in your fucking hole and it'll still feel terrible,
exactly.
At some point,
yeah,
yeah. It's the fact that at any given Sunday,
it's your turn,
it'll
to
be
fucking,
the worst day you've ever
yeah,
had,
exactly. Yeah, I drove from Ballymena on Friday night and you're crying, fucking awful.
And I'm doing Ballymena too in the winter time, so now I mean this. Everyone smoke weed before you come out because that place needs some humour in its ass. a win for the Fat Bastards in the Joshua fight, yeah. Did you think you could be a heavyweight champion of the world? Do you think you'd be a heavyweight champion? In what?
If you lost a lock of stone, maybe.
Yeah, be too fat. How long have you and the woman been married? 1 year.
Jesus, that's an actual question.
from Zach Houston. He's probably like 14 years old. How long have you and a fucking woman been married?
That's like something you would say at somebody else's wedding at 2 in the morning. Full. How long have you in the morning? It takes time when they're dead to write that in.
1 year, a year and a month. And then I screenshotted this because it said, be the change that you wish to see in the world.
That's lovely.
Unless you're an avid racist.
Aye. Yeah.
Fuck's sake, I always miss out on asking you questions. Just wondered what you thought of the Brendan Schaub special, comedy career in general. Keep up the good work, he's conscious.
Did you watch it? I haven't seen the special. Caught a couple of clips out of it. See, my problem with stand-up, too, I tend to watch a fucking stand-up special, like it, and then just keep watching it and miss the rest of them.
Yeah, like you'll double up. The world is in a strange place where it's like, you know, if you're a comedian, you don't have to just be a stand-up.
Yeah.
And I think he's definitely very funny. Like, he has a podcast. I think it's just taking a different shape now. Where it's like, oh, I do stand-up, which means you kind of do a one-man show because people know who you are.
Aye.
That's kind of what it is. But it's when you're when he's on stage, he's like, oh, I was doing a podcast with fucking Joe Rogan and Joey Diaz. It's very in-jokey. You got to know who he is. And that's fine. But I wouldn't... It's not like a fucking comedy stand-up spec. You know what I mean? It's like a one-man show. I don't give a fuck, really. Just let it happen. Let it happen, and the cream rises. That you know rightly that fucking Chappelle's the best one.
Aye.
You know, it's not like he's taking money out of his pocket.
Like, the Ken Jeong special on Netflix?
It was blurred.
Fuck me, it was one of the worst things. I remember, like,
but again,
I was having a bath, and I was like, I'm gonna watch. I'm gonna stick it on. Fucking get in the bath,
pull the deck
and watch it. Like, no, we fucking get my laptop and all set up, and it ruined my bath. It was that bad. I'm getting out of the fucking bath now. This is annoying as fuck.
When he's not going like, you know, gay boys and all that there shit, he talks weird. He's got like a weird sort of thing,
yeah,
which annoys me.
And it was an hour of him going, so I was on Community or whatever.
Yeah.
So I was on
that's
the set of The Hangover.
Again. But yeah, that's the thing. It's like, you know, because there's so many options now, like just doing stand-up doesn't matter a fuck anymore.
Yeah.
You have to be funny. You have to be accessible to people through a whole load of shit. Here we are.
Aye.
You know what I mean? The reason people will turn up two gigs is because of things like a podcast. You know what I mean? So you can just be a funny fucking entity. Just a person who's trying to be funny on different shit. And people will come see you. And whether it's a one-man show or a live podcast or a stand-up set or whatever the fuck it is. It's just a bit different now.
Anything but TV.
If you're into him, I'm sure there are people here into him who that's the only comedy they've went to see.
Aye, that'll happen.
And it's just remotely sort of entertaining stories, really. That's all it is. Like, but it's not that fucking good. Even really good comedians put out specials that aren't that fucking good.
Aye.
I think that I haven't seen a good one in ages. I rewatched what's the Bill Burr black and white one called? I watched it and I was like, that's very good.
Look. Yeah, it's one of the best ones. I think that's up there as one of like the all-time fucking...
Oh, it's a classic. Yeah. Like, people will be like, oh yeah, the Bill Burr black and white one.
Yeah.
It's like Louis C.K. hilarious or...
Yeah.
There's ones where it's like a fucking special, like an actual special. Like, I watched the Ali Wong one. I was like, that's a fucking special. Like,
you don't like John Mulaney, do you?
I just haven't watched that much, to be honest. It's the same as like, you know, like, what do you call the fucking... what's the guy called? I Walked on the Moon. What do you call that guy?
Brian Regan.
Like, that particular special is the special. Yeah. That's like, it's just like having, that's your best album.
Yeah.
All your other, it's great to have all the other stuff, and there might be hits within those things, but then everyone has that, like, one, which I think is fine.
Do you have a tube of cannonball wound ointment?
Yeah. Oh, merge. I still say that. I'm only in... I'm just imploding merch. But I think that's fine. People do this thing where they're like, oh, fucking, he hasn't done anything good since whatever. And you're like, you're allowed to have your best thing.
Aye.
You know what I mean? Well, he still did the best one.
And that's the shittiest thing, like, especially with comedy, it is that, like, you're only as good as the last time you do it.
Sort of, yeah.
You know, like...
Unless you're Seinfeld and people feel like your asshole forever and you didn't do anything.
Same shit.
My favourite special is Roadworks, still. Just because of the way it was, like, captured yeah. and the vibe of it. Proper murdering. But anyway, it's funny.
I actually think mine might be fucking the Dave Chappelle one in the Comedy Store. Where he's just sitting down smoking.
I mean, it's hard to tell which one's the best one of all those. Like, yeah. They're fucking brilliant. I mean, again, talking about specials, that fucking... So I kicked her in the pussy. That's classic. Yeah, that's classic shit. Dumb. Like, that was like every comedian in the country just threw a cup of tea at the wall. I'm like, get that fuck out. Fuck off.
Aye.
Fuck off. So I kicked her in the pussy.
I'm so good.
That's why I get the big bucks. Would you rather be sexually attracted to a piece of fruit or have Watsit stained fingers for the rest of your life?
I'd take a bit of fruit. You can be sexually attracted to...
It would save you a lot of fucking hassle if you could just, you know, fuck a kiwi once a week.
Well, you can if you're going one of the All Blacks. Thank you.
I can't hack at that.
Oh, Christchurch.
Hey, bro, doing a new track. I'm wondering, can chat briefly about having you featuring on it? A bit of simple vocal recording. It's a fun track, but trying something with Northern Irish humour.
Sweet.
What if it's the Skepta song and it's like a rap tune, and instead of him going, that's not me, it's just me going, that's us now, in the background?
That could be it. Or what about you? Just what one of your own catchphrases, maybe? Stop stealing my cans. Is that, by the way...
That's not McCann's.
No, it's not McCann's.
McCann doesn't do anything of his own.
But if I made, like, just dreamt this, or is everybody saying Atos Nye off the back of his video, or was I know what everybody fucking says Atos Nye, but was it popular on the internet before McCann's?
Yeah, because yeah. I seen a girl wearing a pair of jammies that said Atos Nye.
Oh, really?
8 years ago, like.
Well, fuck you are, McCann, you thieving big...
But he didn't say it. He was just saying... To the girl in LA, the Chinese girl. And
oh,
she,
yeah.
And he goes, "Atsas now." And then she goes, "Atsas now?"
I was never more turned on in my entire life.
And he, McCann's like, "Where's all the dead on sluts?" Mickey's like, "Where's all the Japanese girls with Scottish accent and fat tits?" Hey, specific? Why don't you fuck a unicorn?
Because you'll never, you know what I mean? Like, it'll never happen. But if it does, I'm sorry, daughter. I'm writing you.
No ifs, and buts, or maybes. Well, buts, you gotta take some buts.
Oh, the gato. Fucking come here.
They're just hanging around judo competitions. Just a quick question about work. In the past, have you gone without money for a while so you can finally get into comedy that you enjoy? For example, I'm stuck in a job at the minute and I'm thinking of leaving but haven't anything else set up yet. Well, it's hard to know because you have to jump out of the plane to see if you can fly.
That's it.
But yeah, definitely. I mean, as long as you can get by, it's fine.
Yeah.
Because then you've all the free time and you can sort of get by.
Yeah, I think that's if there's something else that you want to be doing, you just have to start doing it.
Yeah.
But is that like?
And I'm a big believer in there's stuff. You know, you should be doing it anyway, like. This podcast is only just, you know, it's got like the Patreon, it's got some sponsors and stuff. But I had to do it for free for years.
Yeah.
But I was only doing it because I wanted to do it. And it's that sort of thing. It's like, do it because you really want to do it. See all this shit like, oh, I might buy a camera and I might quit my job and I might do this and all. And you're like, well, you're not going to do it. You would be doing it if you, you know.
You have to really be
I know people who fucking, you know, like work full jobs. But are putting all their money into like recording studio time, you know, like they're doing the thing they want to do anyway.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? So you gotta be doing it. Same with Aaron. It's like, oh, I want to get a job as a fucking, you know, I want something to, you know, sort of fuel the stand up. So I'm gonna do this course on using a camera and whatever. And then you're like, oh yeah. Then what about like Mark McCartney? just bought a camera and started using it and was figuring it out.
And quit his job so that he could spend all day doing it.
So you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
you should be doing it already. Who am I? Gary V? Come on, bro.
Oh.
By the way, Lavery's Comedy Club is on tomorrow night. And the lineup consists of myself emceeing a lineup of Steve Bennett.
Oh.
Nice man.
Lovely man. Very funny.
We got Jordan Robinson, we got Roy Woods, and we got Vittorio Angeloni. I forgot to put on the poster because I had to remake the poster because Maureen was giving out to me.
Oh.
So I remade the poster, forgot to put him on, and he had an absolute motherfucking meltdown.
That's not my message, huh?
Sent me some headshots there. That's weird. Did I tell you what I text my mother-in-law last night? Did you read that in my story?
I did see that, Colin. Fantastic.
Because Maureen was like, I needed more vegetables. I needed more vegetables. So we had a thing when we were on honeymoon called cock. No. Moussaka.
Called unprotected sex with it.
It was called Moussaka.
I've heard of...
it's like a Greek
sort of...
It's like...
A Greek thing?
Dick emojis and potato. Layered up. Spinach. You can put lamb in it, but I'm not putting lamb in it. But I text out the ma-in-law. I've made Moussaka thing here if yous need fed. It's like a vag lasagna thing. And then I've corrected myself. Veg lasagna. Jesus Christ. And then she wrote, because she's prone to saying things wrong, as you well know.
Might said, suck my dick.
She goes, you're worse than me. And then I bought a big giant ham and I left it over to their house because she cooks it. And then she goes, that ham's ready if yous want it. Take it out of the oven. Hopefully it doesn't taste like vag lasagna. Vag lasagna. My new book coming out. How are you feeling about becoming a dad? So pleased for you guys. How are you feeling?
Fine, I'm just waiting for it to start kicking. How are you feeling?
My only worry is that I might not be mentally sane enough to bring up a child. But the fact that there's a child there doesn't scare me at all.
No.
I'm actually quite excited. I can't wait. And Joe Dugan from Shine told me this. Shouts out. He's like, you have an excuse to not give a fuck about anybody.
Aye.
And I was like, I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
He goes, because he's a booker, he's like, if I'm trying to book a venue for something, like one of my gigs, and someone else is wanting to book the same venue, I think of them reaching into my child's cot and taking food out of their mouth.
Aye.
He's like, I just became a ruthless bastard. And I was like, can't wait for that. Can't wait for that. As long as it's a boy, if it's a girl, I can get the Chinese treatment. No, I'm joking. I think I'd rather have a girl, in fairness. Purely because I...
Which is the 18th, I have loads of mates around, I'd be all Uncle Mexico.
I don't know.
Turned up at 60.
Get the chair left on your Uncle Mex here. I can hear him rolling up.
You just got to spend netball today, or
on the way?
Just thinking of a way, change my bag more.
Change my bag. My chair's on a slant. Had a couple of coffees this morning. Tilted over. Fuck's sake. I'm very excited. I'm actually excited.
I'm excited for you. I can't fucking wait.
There is a weird, like, you know, you're just sitting around and you're like, oh, we're actually going to have a baby very soon.
Yeah.
Crazy. As an Englishman living in NI, that stings, huh? I got to say, you're one of the best comedians about.
Thanks, mate.
About in the UK at the moment, as well as those besides you. Cheers for all the countless laughs. Okay, not even a question, just a statement.
Mm-hmm.
I had a laugh at this. I don't know why. I just was flicking through my own photos on Instagram, and there's a photo from Dave's wedding. Remember we went up to...
Woodsy's room?
Woodsy's room, and he gave me a bottle of whiskey. I can't even remember what that was for, but we drank most of that whiskey in the room. And then I just seen the comment. Gavin, who I has to work with, and he does jiu-jitsu as well. Because the last time I drank Western Gold, Stephen Gately died. I don't even know what that means. fucking hell.
You're leaving clues.
Unbelievable. Now, there was a woman who was at Lavery's one time, and she was there with this chap, and he's like, oh yeah, I met her. He's from London. He's like, I met her on the internet and, you know, whatever, and she showed me your videos, and he goes, and I've watched, like, all the fucking podcasts, and I'm obsessed. And she's like, she was from Derry or something. She was like, he's obsessed with you. Now after me showing the video, and I think he's only using me to get to you. He's a blackmailer.
I told him.
Now she pointed this out. She goes, you could slag off that black guy. Oh, by the way,
the big sexy one? No.
How does
he right? Have you met him?
He was like a black me.
Oh, fucking hell. But he gave me a hug. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Chocolate gold.
Next up, Mickey, you want to fuck off? I'm staying here.
Why does everyone call it Lafferty's? Lafferty's?
Oh, yeah.
It's just Lafferty's?
Yeah.
Surely that's a more popular name. Could you slag off the black guy you met? Hey, so racist. You can take the girl out of Derry, you know? The black guy you met at Lafferty's about a month ago, Gary from London. He dumped me for no reason at all. He deaf listens to your podcast. Congrats, by the way, on Baby G. Sorry, he's Lafferty's. Oh, she corrected herself. Yeah, fuck the black guy.
Gary, can we tell you?
Stop making me fucking racist by osmosis.
I'll say this. Listen.
Slag off the black guy. I'm surprised she wasn't like...
What's her name?
Oh, shit.
That's
Lynn, maybe?
Let me just say, I haven't met Gary. He said... If that man dumped you for no reason, I'm going to tell you, there was a reason, right? Because he's a sweetheart. He's the nicest fucking man I've met in my entire life, and he gives the best hugs.
And he smelled good.
And he smelled delicious. So I'm telling you something now, Lynn, if that is your real name, fuck. Ah.
You get what you fucking deserve in this world.
Ah, shit. You couldn't look after him.
Man makes his own luck.
Ah. Once you go black, you go back to Derry, stay there.
Once you go black, and he leaves, and you're racist.
Aye, that's it. Gary Blackman's the nicest. Shout out to Gary, thanks for the cuddle.
Remember the blackmail? Let me see. Well, we're out of questions, Mick. But I want to play you this, because it's crazy. Yeah, we're going to get out of here, guys. Thanks for being my guest.
Thanks for having me.
Strangely wet and cold.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Weird. Like a salamander. What the fuck is that? Just shout out to everyone who bought a hat, by the way. I ordered new hats and they came in and I brought them into the little, you know, the band cave.
Uh-huh.
And I put them online and they were sold out matter of hours later. So thanks for everyone who bought a hat. I'm a very low on stock them.
I have no merch left either because everybody doesn't want any sort of money.
Yeah. Well, you're not a marketing genius like me, but you're born with different skills.
I just don't want to be an influencer. I'd rather be an artist.
Well,
not a corporate.
It's not about whether you think you're an influencer or not. It's whether or not you are actually influential.
I'm definitely influential.
Because if you wanted to...
Have you seen everybody's stand-up? Sounds exactly like mine.
I know, but in any other facet of life, not at all.
Yeah. The trans movement, because I grew tits all of a sudden, everybody wants them.
So I'm getting a phone call.
Probably police! Probably somebody going, you got Mickey's number?
Like, phone is Ma's house. I know. It's your phone.
It's not my phone, mine's on fucking third plane mode.
Look. Some of my best ideas come when I'm dreaming.
Shut up, fucking Billy Eilish.
Billy Eilish.
What are you, Prada Cat? Wait for your fucking name. Ladies and gentlemen. So, I had this on in the background. This is a good watch. Have you seen this?
Not yet.
It's the Led Zeppelin getting inducted into the Hall of Fame or something.
Is that Liev Schreiber then, David?
Could well be, but like everyone, people do different, you know, come out and pay tribute. So like Foo Fighters come out. That's more of a fun karaoke thing.
Yeah.
Now, then I seen Kid Rock walk out and I went, I'm about to vomit.
Aye.
And it is not bad.
Oh, really?
It is not bad. You know the song Ramble On?
Uh-huh.
Not fucking bad at all.
All around, it's time I was on my way.
Not only does that sound good, that almost sounds exactly like the fucking song.
Thanks to you, I'm much obliged for such a pleasant stay. But now it's time for me to go.
The autumn moon lights my way. When I smell the rain, it will be pain, and it's heading my way. Oh, sometimes I grow so tired.
That is fucking very decent, isn't it? But why is all the rest of his music echelot merde?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's wanting to have a couple of fucking bangers, is he?
Well, you would know. You listen to that sort of tripe, don't you? When you're in your cat
just pack. Because I stick to my own race.
Listen, a bit of Kid Rock and a few cat paws. Like Kid Rock. Like if I became a rapper and was just called Dr. Rap. I am a sergeant rapping.
Oh, here comes fucking Captain Comfrey.
Is that a cereal?
That's what I call eating vagina. Spell it different.
But these are fucking class. Like, that's Lenny Kravitz popping his cock out. You have to watch. I'll let you watch this in your own time. This is well, first of all, this is why Robert Plant cries here, right? Because they play the song. So the fuck, right? Wait a minute, that's Kravitz. Let me skim along. Alright, fuck it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the son of John Bonham, Jason Bonham.
So they don't know that, like, John Bonham's son, Jason Bonham,
aye,
comes out, who looks like Bert Kreischer, fuck you. So they're all like, oh my god, and then they play.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Heart.
You know Heart, the all female.
And Nancy Wilson.
Yeah.
They play Stairway to Heaven. And it's fucking, she can sing like fuck. So they're all watching. And then it builds up. Big guitar solo. And then this choir comes out.
Might never forget the Heart.
Hello, we see. Oh, there's a
lot. Oh, you fucking.
Bend my dick into a pretzel. Fucking, what do you call that? Can't fuck off and die. So the choir comes up. And fucking, they all just are gurning their eyes out. Oh yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Jason Bonham is 100% Bert Kreischer, a new love child. We'll leave it there. I'll play it through the big speakers for you. It's class, and I see if I was there, I would be taps clean up. I would just be, everyone's sitting there all Obama and all.
Be all fucking Barack, what the fuck? Bang up the fuck, come on, man! Michelle, come on, man! Fuck, are you? I'm on the way, all the way around! Get, back in the whistle! My pills just kicked in me. Oh, fuck me. I love these cunts.
I need to piss, but now I don't. I go on.
Right, play out of North Korea. Tell me you're still a war on. Fuck me.
Kid Rock, fuck up. Suck my dick. Kravitz, get me a cock ring.
Oh.
And then you go all cock. And she's back. Forget me the part, and she's by.
That last bit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Do this bit here.
Fuck me, get me the bar.
And she's buying a stairway
to heaven.
Where's my tie?
I never got all them buttons back on.
Are you standing my tie? Leave your foot.
I read that short.
Right, we'll get out and pay the car parking because it'll be fucking jammed trying to get out of here.
A chocolate block.
Not you, Barry. He's a fucking helicopter. Poish, cunt. P-O-I-S-H. Poish. How dare you?
Right, let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's do it.
See you later, guys.
All the best.
All the best, mate.